All right, we are here at the BASF Ag Media Summit in Chicago talking about a grounded approach to sustainability. With me is Markus Helt, who is president of Crop Protection, and over in Germany now. You're over the whole crop protection part of this company.
That's right. It has been a great experience with a lot of different assignments around the globe, from Germany, Eastern Europe, Latin America, U.S., now since February 2009, heading the global ag chem operation of BASF.
Mm-hmm. Well, at this Ag Media Summit, we're talking about sustainability. Why is sustainability so important for BASF?
Now, we believe in the current environment with a lot of pressure from regulators, from government, from NGOs on agriculture, that we have to step up to the challenge and position BASF, but also supporting farmers, our customers, in that discussion. We also believe that BASF has certain expertise and know-how, especially around the eco-efficiency tool that has been pioneered and developed by BASF for the last nearly 14 years, that we need to tailor that tool and use and apply it also to the farming community.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that was one of the things that you talked about this morning is the eco-efficiency analysis. And this is brand new. This is the news coming out of here. You just did this for the first time for a major row crop for corn. Tell me about that.
Now, basically, as mentioned before, 14 years of experience in BASF Group, more than 400 projects on those 14 years. And we've started the last 3-4 years, especially in Europe, because of pressure from NGOs to look at eco-efficiency tool in different crops. We have a couple of studies with retail chains in apples, also in grapes in the meantime, where we've analyzed different production technologies in terms of costs and eco-efficiency, and try to map and compare those technologies with existing. We've also compared organic with conventional in order to develop a better understanding, a database, and transparency of how those different technologies are comparing to each other. Not in an attempt not to say this is good or this is bad, but just showing what are the differences. And obviously for us in the U.S., corn headline, a very important topic. And we said, okay, we want a couple of row crops. We are doing the same thing in Brazil, in soybeans, gaining experience and comparing an untreated cornfield or production of over 1,000 kilograms of corn, untreated with a headline. And we were very encouraged and excited about the results of that study that was performed the last 6 months here in the U.S.
So this particular study was really looking at headline itself to see whether headline on corn is sustainable.
Basically, it compared untreated corn mm-hmm. or the cost to produce 1,000 kilograms of corn without a fungicide compared to a headline treated plot. And I think the main message is despite the cost for the fungicide application, including the cost for the aerial application, the yield increase, the yield bump we're getting from the fungicide is outweighing this extra cost and is also resulting in an improved eco-efficiency profile for headline-treated crop compared to the untreated corn crop.
Because part of that, I mean, the yield is, we've stressed, the yield is really, increasing yield is the key here as far as sustainability is concerned.
In most of the studies we've performed in agriculture, yield is a driver, or the better use of land is a driver for an improved eco-efficient profile.
Mm-hmm. But not at the expense of the environment.
No, obviously not. That's what is great about this tool. We're looking at a cradle-to-grave approach, basically from the cost of producing the headline material in Germany, shipping it to the U.S., formulating it in Sparks, putting it in the jug, spraying it with a plane, to the end result of the higher crop. So it's not only a cost analysis, it's really looking at the total ecological profile and footprint of the corn crop treated with headline, including all the steps that are needed to produce the headline as a fungicide for application.
Part of the driver of this is consumer opinions, the way consumers are looking at farmers and farming itself. And it seems like there's a disconnect with that. And you talked a little bit about that, where they trust farmers, but they don't really have confidence in the farming methods that we're using.
I think what we find increasingly disturbing or frustrating is a disconnect of how the general public views the farming operations, especially in the U.S. and in Europe. Mm-hmm. I think there's a clear disconnect. There's in many consumers' mind, and possibly it's also driven by movies, by media, a very romantic, very idealistic picture of agriculture that is not existing any longer, compared to the farmer's needs and the farmer position. Clearly, the farmer these days, they are taking care of their land, and they are looking for improved, innovative solution to do an even better job in the future. So that disconnect, romantic, idealistic picture of the consumer versus a farmer who is an entrepreneurial-driven guy focusing on improving his productivity, his yield, in a sustainable manner, that's a big challenge. And we believe we as a company, we as an industry, have to do a better job and try to bridge that gap between those two different extreme positions.
And this is really, since you're an international company, you're really looking at this internationally. And you mentioned the fact that really it's somewhat worse in Europe as far in terms of how people look at farming and farmers as than it is in the United States. But this is a global issue at this point, right?
Absolutely. And I think basically the pressure has built up in Europe over the last couple of years. That's also why we've started to pioneer that concept in European crops, in a European context. And one of the key learnings for me, the problem is obviously increasing also here in North America. Now in South America, it's a slightly different situation where you have a lot of the large farmers and they're under a lot of public pressure and they're very interested to use that tool to help them, arguing that they are managing their farms and the land in an environmentally conscious and acceptable manner. So different needs, different requirements from a farming and farmers' perspective, but clearly a high interest in those different geographies to use that tool to have a more informed, more transparent dialogue with the various stakeholders in the farming context.
All right. Thank you very much, Marcus Helt with BASF here at the BASF Ag Media Summit in Chicago. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. Mm-hmm.